it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
Good morning. I love the show. You guys pump me up every morning on the way to work.
Listen to ourselves.
Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We want to pop you up.
Go, Bills! Let's go!
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
I love Buffalo. Go, Bills!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Football Friday. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Couple things for you here. We're going to remember some Jets.
Yes.
Including a name that is one of the biggest busts of all time. That might not get mentioned enough.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you that.
Well, the biggest bust biggest of all time.
The Jets have one of the biggest busts ever.
Oh, and are you talking about?
You're going to say like Todd Marinovich?
No.
Okay, no.
Christian Hackenberg?
No. He was a second round pick,
Second round pick that never touched the field.
Okay, I've got an argument
and
for.
Had like a hospitality tent like EJ did, but even worse.
A Jets player that ends up being one of the biggest busts of all time.
Okay.
I'm going to like go through his pro career.
Christian Hackenberg was a second-round pick who was listen to this. He was never active for a game.
Great. This is worse.
Never put on a jersey. This is worse?
This is worse. I think there's a worse one.
All right.
But first, I had a thought last night during the Amazon Prime broadcast. I watched some of the Next Gen Stats broadcast, the Prime Vision broadcast, with all the stuff. Amazon shows you more of the field than other broadcasts do. You get to see the secondary.
Yeah.
You get to see the receivers.
But it's not all the way back. It's not like the all 22, though.
No.
It's closer than that, but you still get to see the whole field.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's superior. It's really, really good. Anyway, I had a thought. It occurred to me last night, Herb Street, who I think is very good at what he does. He's a great analyst in college football.
Yep.
He's on the pro side of it.
I like that he brings his dogs onto the broadcast.
Sure. I like him just fine. Last night I realized I said something about him last year, and what I said about Herb Street is the problem is he's been on college broadcasts. He's been in the video game forever as well.
Yep.
Now he's on the NFL, and when I hear him, I never feel like I'm hearing anything new. It feels like the analysis could be just AI generated for a video game that I'm watching. There's never anything new about it. And that's not correct. It just kind of feels that way because of the – last night, I identified what it is about Herb Street that kind of, I think, is the problem.
Okay.
I say this as someone who, whatever, has plenty of problems professionally and does bad habits. Here it is. Kirk Herb Street never once will allow there to be silence on a broadcast. You're watching a game, you get Buck and Aikman, famously Summerall and Madden. You get these pairs where sometimes the crowd can just be the game.
Yeah.
A lot of times announcers get credit for laying out on a moment. Al Michaels, doesn't matter what he's talking about. Beautiful moon out here in Green Bay on a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Herb Street's on it. He won't let it go. Second and seven, pass goes incomplete. It might be a play where there's nothing to say. Sometimes there's an NFL play that happens, and you don't have to say something.
Right. A two-yard run up the middle.
He will not allow there to be ever – he's not ever turning down an invitation to speak. Ever. Watch him call
like
a game.
He's afraid of the –
yes.
Of
watch
the
him call
space.
A game
yeah.
and recognize that he will never let there be silence. From his microphone.
Yeah.
There won't be, the broadcast doesn't breathe when Herb Street's on it, ever. So that's what I noticed last night.
Well, I don't like that.
He's doing what he thinks is the job. But sometimes, hey, third and four, second and five, the pass falls incomplete.
Right.
You don't have to say anything.
Right.
On every play. Anyway, there you go.
He also doesn't know the league still. Once in a while, you'll notice, like, you're still making these little mistakes where, like, you feel like you haven't watched the NFL for more than, like, a year. So, but I don't like this part of it either.
All right, you want to remember some Jets?
Yes.
This is a fun game. This is a fun game. Chris Brown just texted me a list of Jets busts. And?
How long's the list? Is it, three pages long?
He's got five. Not listed.
Let's see.
This is one of the biggest busts in league history, and it doesn't get mentioned.
So it's not going to be Zach Wilson.
It's not Zach Wilson.
Because that's recent, and that gets mentioned. It's not, would you even call Darnold a bust? For them, you would. I guess.
Sure.
Biggest the bust in league
remembering
history.
Some Jets. This is a huge bust.
Was it like an early first round pick?
Yeah.
How early?
Sixth.
Sixth.
You might get it once you know the sixth overall pick.
Wasn't Mark Sanchez sixth?
He was, I believe. It's not Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
No, Sanchez went later than that. No, wait a minute. No, you're right.
That's about right.
It's not Sanchez.
Okay. Sanchez went fifth.
Chris wrote in Johnny Lamb Jones, Roger Vick, who is a first-round fullback, Blair Thomas, Kyle Brady, and Browning Nagel.
First-round fullback?
No.
What year was that? I want to find out what year that was.
I looked up this guy.
87.
Okay. I looked up, remember some Jets. Hey, just tweet at us. Let's remember some Jets. It's part of Football Friday.
Yep.
I had this name as my obscure guy to look up. And then I thought, all right, well, I remember him not doing much. How much did he do? Your next clue.
Okay.
They drafted this player to get after the quarterback. And sixth overall in his career.
Uh-huh.
He did not sack the quarterback a single time. Sixth overall pick.
Zero sacks. That's worse than... See, when you said that, this is not going to be correct. The first name that popped into my mind was Aaron Maben. But he played for the Jets. That's why I thought of it.
Yeah.
And he had sacks. He didn't have zero. Didn't he have a six-sack season with the Jets? Zero
Aaron
sacks.
Maben
sixth overall.
Is the 11th overall pick.
11th. I thought he had like a five or six-sack season with the Jets.
He did.
Yeah, okay.
Maben had, in his career,
more than zero.
Six sacks with the Jets in one season. Here's your point.
Was that it?
This is a bigger bust than Maben. Maben played 2 years for the Bills, no sacks.
Right.
This guy played 3 years for the Jets.
No sacks.
No sacks. The sixth overall pick.
Is it recent?
Relatively. I mean, I remember him.
Hmm.
You ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
2008. The 2008 NFL draft started with Jake Long, Chris Long, Matt Ryan, Darren McFadden, Glenn Dorsey, and then the Jets select...
That's the Favre Jets team. Who'd they draft?
Vernon Golston.
Oh.
Sixth overall.
I remember that name.
3 years.
Yeah.
No sacks. Done. Out of the league.
Yeah, that's
gone.
That's about as bad as it could ever possibly get.
Can you imagine...
How many games did he play?
Vernon Golston, he played... 15, 14, and 16.
How do you know?
45 games as the sixth overall pick.
How does the quarterback not accidentally run into you?
Or run out of bounds next to you?
Right, right. One of those where you don't even get your hand on him, but you forced him out.
Pro Football Reference credits Vernon Golston with one career quarterback hit.
That might be worse. I know zero is a big number, but one quarterback hit. It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Maben.
Man.
Maben hit a quarterback with the Bills once. Maben's credited with 10 career quarterback hits.
Man.
Yep. So there you go.
Let me look here. 2008 Vernon Golston.
Sixth overall defensive end.
He had, in 3 years, PFF, he had 323 pass rushes. and he had one. He hit the quarterback one time out of 323. I'm willing to give that. It's Mount Rushmore busts. That's got to be
a bust that we just kind of forget about.
That's pretty tough. Mind-bogglingly bad.
Right. How do you not accidentally hit the quarterback more than once?
That seems crazy. You know, let's rank the NFL's biggest busts.
But he did hurry the quarterback 15 times.
Oh, hey.
He hurried him. He might not have hit him, but he hurried him.
He just yelled, hurry.
Yeah.
The top 10 busts, like Justin Blackman, Steve Entman, Heath Shuler. I'm in a site for
Justin
CBS.
Blackman. Yeah.
Heath Shuler, Lawrence Phillips, Charles Rogers,
okay.
Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Akili Smith,
yep.
Ryan Leaf, and Jamarcus Russell. You're going to get quarterbacks at the top, but man, it's sixth overall defensive end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, remember some Jets. Who else you got?
How about Sean Green,
running
back? Two ends on Sean Green. I think he was their starting running back when they – well, not starting. It was him and Tomlinson when they went to the AFC Championship.
Okay.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson's always like one of my favorite names.
Very good.
To just remember.
You ever see Fitz tweet about that?
What?
He tweeted how many – somewhere along the way Fitz tweeted – you know, I texted the wrong John. I discovered of all the names in my phone, John's 32, DeBrickashaw's 1.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Classic Fitz tweet.
How about Dustin Keller? Nice tight end name there.
Okay.
Altoon.
Oh, yeah. Altoon back in the day.
Really good. Yep.
Remember some Jets. Give me I want here.
A player that I really...
Aaron Glenn.
That I really liked growing up because he was really small and he was a wide receiver, and that's like what I...
Wayne Corbett?
No.
No.
Little, because he's a little bit before my time.
Lavernius Coles?
Santana Moss.
Okay.
Loved Santana Moss. He
John
was awesome.
Abraham was on that team for a little while, and I thought I always kind of liked him for some reason as an edge rusher. I don't know why.
I.K. and Mpale.
Oh, the right heard around the world.
Bunch Geno Smith.
And then the Bills made him a captain.
Yes.
Listen.
What a time. Why don't we just give the C to the guy, for this game, of course.
He broke the starting quarterback's jaw.
We're gonna put him out there in midfield. He broke your quarterback's jaw. Jeez. Anthony Becht. I saw he has a son playing quarterback in college football.
Okay.
For one of the big, I think a bigger program, too. Arizona State, maybe? Tight end Anthony Becht. He's got a son playing quarterback.
Well, this has been Remember Some Jets. We can get off to the rest of the games. Not that many memorable Jets. I mean, it's probably way more.
Your Braylon Edwards. Ray Lucas, we just got a tweet in. How about Lamont Jordan?
I'll take your word for it.
Lamont Jordan?
Yeah.
He was good. He was a good running back. Thomas Jones?
Yes.
I mean, I could do the running back game for a while here. I mean, there's Ty Johnson, who went into a year as their starting running back. But I think he got hurt pretty quickly early on in that. Chris Ivory? Former Jet? How about... Who else at quarterback here? Who's the first Jets quarterback you can remember?
Joe Flacco.
The very first one?
Yeah.
In my mind, the very first Jets quarterback I'm watching, I probably saw a little bit of Ken Anderson.
Okay. Mine would be Testaverde. So early 2000s, he's at the end of his career, I think, by then, right?
I thought you just meant the first Jets quarterback that comes to mind, and Joe Flacco just
sticks
out
there. No, like the first one you
there.
Remember watching.
Yeah.
How about Tim Tebow? There's a clip somewhere. Now we probably can't play it because they're probably swearing. But there's Jets fans yelling at Mark Sanchez as he leaves the field. Like they are just yelling at him, obscenities, whatever. And then as Tebow approaches the tunnel, the Jets fans all start yelling, Tebow, save us. That's where they were at.
Yeah.
That's probably within their drought, too.
Right. Gotta be, right?
Wow. How about their leading receiver in 2012 that also is a former Bill? Jeremy Curley.
Whoa.
I think he started for the Bills and they cut him. Because he stunk.
First quarterback I remember has got to be that, yeah.
Santonio Holmes with the Jets for a couple of years.
Why do Santonio Holmes, Lavernius Coles, and who's the other guy you mentioned?
Santana Moss.
Why do the three of them, for me, they're the same person?
Because they're all small.
Yeah. Santonio Holmes.
They were all relatively about as good as each other, right?
They're crafty receivers. Was Santonio?
Yeah.
Are you sure Santonio Holmes was small?
I'm going to guess he was like 5'10". That's my guess. Yeah, I'm going to guess small.
All right. 5'11".
Close.
Weren't they all relatively about as good as each other? They're all pretty good receivers. Holmes had like a legendary
touchdown catch.
And drive, yeah, right?
I remember Holmes the most out of those.
Didn't he catch five passes on that game-winning drive for the Steelers? There's a clip, like an NFL Films clip, of like as that drive is beginning, Cardinals-Steelers, and the Steelers got to go drive down to win.
Yeah.
And Holmes is like telling Roethlisberger before the drive, like, give me the ball. I'm going to get open on every play. And then Roethlisberger threw it to him five times, and he caught the game-winning touchdown.
This is where I say, I can't not say it. It's really unfortunate they forced the ball to him. Sorry. Can't not do that.
Have you ever seen that touchdown? He forced the ball. There were three Cardinals in the area, and they still made the touchdown.
The thing I was thinking before that thought overtook my brain was this. In Arizona, are there Cardinals fans walking around with the name of the defensive back that covered him on that drive? Like, we walk around with 13 seconds, or Bills fans say Ronnie Harmon. Is the Arizona defensive back responsible for covering Santonio Holmes on that drive just someone they talk about all the time?
It's possible. Right, if he just burned
five
one
catches
guy,
and a touchdown to lose the Super Bowl?
I think it was five, but yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, I mean, we would, right?
Yes.
Like, imagine the Allen gets the QB sneak. I'm going to present a very painful hypothetical. Allen gets the QB sneak against Kansas City. The Bills beat him. Okay? They go, or Kincaid catches it, whatever. They go on to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. They're up at the end of the game. And Devonta Smith
just rocks Rasul Douglas' world five times.
Elam. Five catches on Elam on the final drive, and he catches it to win. You think Elam is, like, thought of poorly maybe now because he was a draft bust? He would be public enemy number one for, like, decades. But I don't know who that Cardinals player is.
Curtis in Niagara Falls wants to remember some Jets. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? You guys doing?
Good.
You guys, like, you're naming all these Jets, and I said, they're killing me. They're killing me. Because I'm not a Jets fan, but growing up, I used to see a lot of their games, and I cannot think of the broadcaster's name to save my life. Famous broadcaster. But he'd always say, Mickey Schuler. And that's the only reason I know Mickey Schuler, tight end for the Jets.
Mickey Schuler. Thanks, Curtis. Let me look up Mickey Schuler. Yeah, there he is. Big 82. That's a tight end. That is a tight end. He looked 6'3", 232. Mickey Schuler played in the league until 1991.
Here's a remember some Jet trivia. Let me put it this way. Can you remember he's a Jets wide receiver who was a second-round pick who had 20% of his career production in one game against the Bills?
A wide receiver that's a Jet that had 20% of his career production against the Bills.
In one game.
By the way, remind me, I've got an all-time great memory of Bills-Jets in a moment that from the drought.
This game was in 2013.
2013.
Do you remember the Stephen Hill game?
Oh, Georgia Tech's Stephen Hill.
Yeah.
Second round pick.
He had three catches for 108 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
In a 7-point win over the Bills. And I think I remember the name of the corner that was getting destroyed.
He was a tall, lanky receiver.
Yes. Fast too, right?
Yeah.
I think the name of the corner that was getting burned over and over again by him was Ron Brooks.
Ooh. LSU, Ron Brooks?
Yes. I think that's the guy.
Okay.
I think that's the game. I think that's the guy.
Bills, like, sixth round pick?
Probably about fifth or sixth.
I'm checking it now. Yeah, Ron Brooks, LSU.
Okay.
And he was a fourth round pick, 2012.
Yeah, Stephen Hill only had 590 yards in his entire career. He had 108 that day against the Bills.
Jason in West Falls, quickly remember some Jets. What do you got, Jason?
90 draft, Blair Thomas.
Blair Thomas.
Taken second overall, was supposed to be a great running back and just ended up being a huge bust.
Yeah. Penn State's Blair Thomas.
What is it, a running back?
Yeah.
Running back.
Second overall,
he had 2,200 career yards in six seasons.
Yeah, his career high was 728. It makes me want to look up Blair Thomas Penn State highlights.
Who
you know?
Is this going to be like one of those, you picked blank over Jordan? Who?
You want to do
maybe,
that?
Maybe
it's
not.
The 1990 NFL draft. They went second overall with a running back. That's something the teams did. Jeff George went, here's your answer, Joe. The very next player went to the Hall of Fame.
So, yes, that's what I'm looking
and
for.
And a player selected fifth overall went to the Hall of Fame.
Perfect.
It went Jeff George 1, Blair Thomas 2, and then Hall of Famer Cortez Kennedy went 3rd.
Okay, guess what? I just pulled up that draft. Guess who the next running back picked after Blair Thomas was? Do you have it?
Emmitt Smith.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jets.
Hey, the Jets picked a running back. The next pick went to the Hall of Fame, and the next running back picked was the league's all-time leading rusher.
That's good. Sweet. That is really good. All right, we got to get to the games, the actual games themselves. It's the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. The Bills that year took James Williams, defensive back James Williams. So there you go. All right, we'll get a break in. We'll get you through these matchups and take you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, where we expect to get an update on Ed Oliver from Sean McDermott. So stay tuned here on WGR on Football Friday. You ever seen Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, I think
so. You have seen Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah, I think so.
Now you know the genesis of when they were writing that movie. They're like, you know what we'll do? We'll make Ghostbusters 2 set in New York, where people hating each other and yelling at each other actually turns into this ooze goo that surrounds the city and paralyzes it.
Yes.
And that's what the Ghostbusters are going to have to fight, is the goo associated somehow with Viggo the Carpathian.
Yeah.
Hearing that sound of those fans.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They haven't made the playoffs since. Jeremy Tebow did not save them.
No, he didn't. He didn't even play. He was never a starting quarterback for them.
They would use him as like a wildcat guy, if I remember right. Yeah, but he never started.
Great idea. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's Football Friday. Hanging out with you, about to get to these games of the week. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. Josh's last day, I was told there'd be cake. Where's the cake?
I was also told there'd be cake.
I just asked this in the break.
Cake at 9:35? Why not?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right, ready? What kind of cake? What would you have picked?
Ooh, that's tough.
It's,
there's two go-to cakes for me: a simple yellow cake with chocolate frosting,
okay,
or a carrot cake, big right. cream cheese frosting. Guy.
I've warmed up to carrot cake over the last couple of years. Would have never touched it as a kid, but I'm into it now.
Wait, actually, sorry, cheesecake, hands down.
Still wrong. Ice cream cake, of course.
Ice cream cake's
good. Answer.
That's good.
It's
got
to be ice cream.
It's in my top five.
Can cookie, you name, are there six cakes?
Cookie cake.
I mean, I don't know. If there's six cakes,
there's six cakes.
I'm saying if it's your top five, like, what's the sixth cake?
There's definitely six
cakes. My ranking. I thought you meant, like, today. I was going to say that's a lot of cake.
Oh, that is a lot of cake.
The sixth,
probably,
let's see, we go cheesecake.
Cheesecake is one.
I found a ranking that has 20 cakes on it.
That's insane.
That's 19 specific. Like, there's going to be a Black Forest cake in there. There's going to be
red velvet cake.
That's one I want to get up on the board.
Red velvet's my five. That's in my
yellow
five spot.
Cake.
So that means ice cream is top four then.
Yeah, ice cream is four.
Okay, four.
Yeah, and then it goes carrot cake, yellow cake with chocolate frosting, cheesecake.
What confetti? Give me some confetti cake.
That might be six.
Fine. What about coffee cake?
Yes.
That's more of a breakfast.
It's not really, that's not really cake. Coffee cake's not really cake.
What is it then?
It's more of a muffin.
It's like a crumble.
Yeah, it's a crumble muffin.
Wait a minute.
Coffee cake is not cake.
It's not a coffee muffin. It can't be more. A muffin, it has really, to have the shape of a muffin.
Is it the only difference between coffee cake and any other cake is just when you eat the coffee cake?
That.
Not necessarily.
No. Owen Parker, ladies and gentlemen.
No, not necessarily.
Yes. No, not at all.
What are we doing?
Absolutely.
Coffee cake is more crumbly. It's not cake. It's not.
Okay, so it's carrot cake.
No, carrot cake has more of a moist consistency. No.
Cake needs to be served as a large piece that you're going to cut into a lot of pieces, like 12 pieces. They do
that. What do you do with a coffee cake?
I don't know. You get a small. It's like
cut it into squares.
No one ever comes with a.
You don't cut a cake into squares. You cut a cake into triangles because it's a circular cake.
I think I'm on board with that.
I'm getting going here. What are we talking about?
When have you seen a circular coffee cake?
All the time. They have circular coffee cakes.
I've only seen it square.
It's in loaf form a lot of rings.
Okay, then it's a loaf.
There's loaf. There's loaf. Half the time I see carrot cake is loaf.
When does a loaf become a cake?
That's what really is at the root of this.
That's the question. There also should be a question of, would you serve it? Does a cake have to be, like, would you ever serve it at a birthday party? As a measure of whether it's a cake or not.
Coffee cake, no.
You would never serve coffee cake? That's the birthday cake.
Coffee?
We're going to a birthday party. Will there be cake? Yes, there's coffee cake. Why?
Oops, sorry, something came up.
Your question is why?
I think maybe I might have hurt the argument that coffee cake is an actual cake.
Yeah, why are we doing that?
Because I don't think you'd ever catch anybody putting birthday candles in a coffee cake.
Right.
I guarantee somebody out there loves coffee cake enough that they've asked for the coffee cake to be their birthday cake.
Okay.
I would bet.
Does coffee cake have icing?
You can put.
It has a sugary crumble on top of it.
Right,
that's the thing. It's like would it be
out of bounds to say you can't be a cake unless you have some level of frosting?
No, it doesn't need, because cheesecake doesn't have frosting.
Yeah, cheesecake doesn't have frosting.
As we're sitting here, Joe Callie has showed me a picture of a coffee cake with birthday candles in it.
There you go. Well, yeah,
and it's AI. Yeah, and AI slop. That's what she did.
Probably.
ChatGPT made that up. That's not real.
Also in this ranking, pineapple upside down cake.
Ooh, also no
angel,
frosting.
Angel food cake.
Yeah.
Lemon meringue. Lemon cake.
Where's strawberry shortcake in there? Have you passed that
You
yet?
Know?
That should
not
be in there.
In here, and I would have that in my Mount Rushmore of cakes.
It's really good.
That's a great cake. I think the cake I've asked for the most in my life for my birthday has been strawberry shortcake. Love strawberry.
I would strawberry shortcake not a cake than coffee cake.
I was just about to say, if we're really getting into what is a cake and what's not a cake. By the way, there is a show on Netflix called Is It Cake? And it's not this question.
Right. No, it's not.
It's a different format.
Could you imagine turning on Is It Cake and then it's just an hour of us debating whether cake is a cake?
Not cake! You're right. Strawberry shortcake, what that really is a biscuit.
Right. It's a sweet biscuit.
See, listen,
it's a biscuit.
I'm willing to go with you on it's not cake, but it being a muffin or a biscuit is outrageous.
It's a sweet biscuit.
Strawberry shortcake is a biscuit.
It's not a biscuit.
No, I've made it, and it's the same thing as a biscuit with more sugar.
It's made in a Bundt cake pan.
It doesn't have the same texture as a
biscuit. Okay, you get it
does.
That way. I'm thinking of the old school biscuit style where you dribble the shot.
Right.
I always had it in a Bundt cake pan. You cut the slices, and then
you always
put
the
stuff on top.
I always see it as little discs, like a biscuit from Popeyes or something. It looks exactly the same.
No,
because it's the sweet and the savory.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really good. I love
Speaking
it.
Speaking of which, there's a brand new series, a brand new run of the Great British Baking Show that just dropped. And episode season 13, whatever. Just found that again.
I've never strayed in on that one.
It's amazing.
It's incredible.
It's awesome.
It's incredible.
There's a lot of good cooking shows out there.
That's the only one I really get to.
There's just a lot of cooking shows.
I wouldn't go with good. I'd go with
there's
a lot.
Some good ones.
There's some good ones.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through all the games of the weekend and name them as cakes. Chiefs-Eagles.
That's a German chocolate cake right there, if I've ever heard it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we used to get Mary Pickford cakes. is what they were called.
No idea what that is.
No.
Yeah, Mary Pickford cake. It was like my number one thing I always wanted. They had them at Wegmans in Auburn. Mary Pickford cake.
What are they?
Chocolatey.
Are they like the prepackaged little things, though?
Yeah. Oh, here's a cake.
There's the cake.
Ah, that's a cake.
That's a cake. Yeah.
Oh, there's a cake.
Love it. That's a white cake. Although we don't know what's on the inside.
You guys all suck with your choices.
Why? What do you want?
You guys like top five. You weren't even close. You're not even close.
What's
yet.
Supposed to be on there?
I'm not telling you, but I mean top five.
Here we go. Here we go. Your list was bad. What's on your list? I don't know.
Something.
What's it say? It says,
hang on.
Dear Josh, thanks for the memories.
Want to hold it up to the camera?
Can you see it?
Thanks, yep. Josh. Good luck. Josh's last day.
Yes.
Josh, top five memories of working here on the station.
Ooh.
Is this in the top five?
This might be. This is pretty good. That's tough.
You don't have to give us five. It's only two you can think of.
There was one time that I overslept. That was fun. It was a fun time waking up at 6:01 to a text from you guys.
Panic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. All the Bills wins were really all the Bills games really. Like Bills season was always the best.
Yeah.
Just every day coming in here, just being hyped, being ready to go. Getting the YouTube stream was awesome. Like that whole startup was really fun.
The quad box.
The quad box.
Yes. Quad box is
R.I.P.
in there.
R.I.P. the quad box. Well, yeah. Not R.I.P. I just won't be part of it anymore. Right. But yeah, no, there's been a lot. I'll think of some. I'll get some exact ones for Extendo. You kind of put me on the spot there, but I can get some.
And we have, what, 1 minute before Extendo? We're going to run through these games.
All right. Lightning speed.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
The most interesting game of the weekend to me, it's probably Eagles-Chiefs, but I want to do honorable mention, Jacksonville-Cincinnati. Somebody's going to be 2-0.
The least predictable game of the week.
I think it's tough. I have no idea what to expect.
No idea.
Jacksonville at Cincinnati. Rams at Titans.
Low scoring. It's going to be low scoring.
New England at Miami. Somebody's going to be 0-2.
Yep.
Cleveland at Baltimore. Don't sleep on the Browns. They play the Ravens tight, and that spread's 11.5.
Yep. They were feisty in that week one game.
Denver, Indy, Carolina.
Daniel Jones, the reckoning is coming.
Carolina at Arizona.
Not an interesting game at all.
Giants at Dallas. I can't believe the spread's only 4.5. Dak was great against the Eagles and didn't get much help.
Giants defense, I still think is going
to
be good, though.
They lost by double digits to the Commanders. Yeah. I love Dallas to cover that 4.5. Chicago at Detroit. After watching Green Bay last night, I'm boosting Detroit here.
Watch out for the Ben Johnson trick play in that game.
That's right. Maybe Detroit's not actually broken. Maybe they ran into the Packers, who their defense looks incredible. Seattle at Pittsburgh.
I like
DK
Seattle
Metcalf, revenge game.
I like Seattle in that game, though. Defensively, I think they're going to be way better than the Jets were.
San Francisco at New Orleans. Here's how bad the Saints are. They are 3-point home dogs to a backup quarterback, backup running back, backup tight end, no receiver, down two receivers.
Yeah.
3-point dogs.
It's just McCaffrey.
McCaffrey.
Who is also dealing with an injury.
Yeah. McCaffrey and Mac Jones. 3-point favorites.
Right.
In New Orleans.
Ricky Pearsall, though.
True. Philadelphia, Kansas City, and then the doubleheader at night. Vikings-Bucks. That's another one. No idea what's going to happen there. To me,
wait,
that's like
Vikings-Falcons, right?
Sorry, Vikings-Falcons.
Vikings-Falcons.
Vikings-Falcons. Yeah. No idea what's going to happen there. Who do the Bucs play?
The Bucs play on Monday night against there's a doubleheader on Monday Night Football.
The Bucs and Falcons are both playing in it in separate games.
No, Falcons and Vikings is Sunday Night Football.
Oh, right, sorry.
Sunday Night Football, Vikings and Falcons. Monday night doubleheader, 7 o'clock, Bucs-Texans.
Okay, no idea what to expect.
Probably, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Texans can't score. And then the late Monday night game is Chargers-Raiders at 10.
Chargers.
No Brock Bowers, probably, for the Raiders.
Give me the Chargers. I think the Chargers are about to run out to a nice little record here. I think they're good.
One of those teams going to be 2-0.
That's right.
If the Raiders go to 2-0, a little interesting there. Real quick on that. You said earlier Ashton Jeanty was like a fade for somebody in fantasy. I'm not benching Ashton Jeanty, but he did not look impressive to me. Like, at no point did I, any play I saw him with the ball, did I go, that guy's dangerous. Like, Bijan, it's easy to see. He has the ball. Breece Hall, too. There's some running backs in the league where you just see them with the ball. Like, that guy's a good running back. That guy can run. I didn't see any of that from Jeanty. He just looked like a guy to me.
Hmm. Well.
It's one game, though.
We'll see what he does against the Chargers. All right. Extendo Sports. Then we hand off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott appears maybe around 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for that to find out the latest on the scheduling and your update on Ed Oliver.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
First ever cake reveal on this show. I can say cake confidently reveal. We've never done that before. It's Josh Schmidt's last day. There's a cake here for him.
It's a nice looking cake.
Thanks, Josh. Bill's good luck. Colors. And we're cutting it open because we don't know what kind of cake it is.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, do I go for the corner?
Do we think it has to be something other than just like yellow cake? Because
chocolate cake, yellow cake, marble cake.
Because it's not much. Well, it's not much of a reveal.
I think it's going to be red, white, and blue marble.
That's a good call.
I also think it might be just like chocolate.
Straight chocolate, white frosting. You want to put it on the bet board? What do you think? $5? What do we got? Let's have a draft. Josh, you get first pick.
First overall pick, I'll take the red, white, and blue marble.
Red, white, and blue marble.
Like I'll take the funfetti.
Funfetti inside.
Owen?
A straight yellow cake.
Straight yellow? All right. At least
he took the favorite, this guy.
I mean, well, I get the three spot. I'm not going to not take the favorite.
We can't believe the chocolate fell to four. We're just so happy to make this, this selection. Was number one on our board.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a straight chocolate. All right,
here we go.
The cut's being made. And so it is.
Without the spatula.
I don't even know if red, white, and blue marble exists.
It is chocolate.
Oh! Wow.
Wow.
Jackpot.
The steal of the draft.
Fourth overall.
Last pick.
Chip on his shoulder.
Wow. Look at this. Wait. Okay, we got a quad box, but it's different. We got picture in picture.
I'm
up
in the
corner. Owen up in the corner. Whoa. Folks, you got to subscribe to this YouTube channel. Owen's got tricks every day.
Out over here.
Good frosting.
Good frosting. Mm-hmm. Red, white, and blue. Love it. Chocolate cake. Your last day. You started 2 years ago.
Today. Yeah, it was
exactly 2 years?
Yeah, exactly 2 years to the date. It was the day after the Bills lost to the Jets in overtime. I remember staying up till 1 in the morning because I was so mad.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh, I have to get up at 4 to go to work.
Yeah, and you thought, I'm not going to last too long at this, staying up this late and get up this early.
Yeah, that happened again on Sunday.
I know. It's going to happen again Thursday of this week and then Sunday against the Patriots. Anyway, the station, we've got some stuff for you here. We've got you some gift cards to Iliad Apollo's.
Wow.
And
thank you.
A pair of gift cards to Wayland Brewing.
Oh, man.
So go there and get some
beer.
That's
awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
They've got their Oktoberfest coming up next weekend. And if you wait a little bit, there's going to be a new beer.
That's what I hear.
A new beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
That sounds great.
Just saying you might want to.
Nice time of year for those fire pits outside. That chill at night, too.
It really is. You might even say Falls Elite.
You could. Some have said it. Some MVPs have said it.
He did say summer and fall are elite, which is saying fall is elite. It's the same thing. It's like saying Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson are elite. Right?
It is like that, yeah.
Yeah. Josh, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We'll still like. See
I did
you,
get a.
Right?
I'm gonna hang around. I'll be here.
He's gonna be in the station later today.
Yeah, I'll be doing the Sabres pregame later, doing intermission reports with Paul and Brian for the Prospects Challenge.
Prospects Challenge.
They play the Devils today at 7 o'clock down at Harbor Center.
What's the line?
Check it out.
Are you gonna declare Radim Mertka a bust after today? Let's find out.
Who knows?
What's the over under for tonight's game?
Prospects Challenge.
Yeah, Prospects Challenge parlay. How do I do that?
13.5.
I did compile a quick list of best moments.
Okay.
The best moment being this spring when I hit a golf ball 2 feet into the ground right in front of you guys at Diamond Hawk.
That was great.
That was super good.
It's the most incredible golf shot I've ever seen.
Right off the tee.
Subterranean golf shot.
Sunk into the earth.
The draft parties were fun. They were great.
Yes, those were good.
Especially when we had a party and no one drafted anybody. So that was really fun. getting yelled at was really fun. That was a good day.
Yeah.
And discovering the lyrics for the Masters. That was also a very, very good day.
Yes.
Didn't know those existed, but now we do. So great times.
All right, well, thanks for everything.
Yeah.
We're going to eat cake.
Yeah.
We're going to pass things off to the Extra Point Show. Stay tuned. Sal might give you the update on when McDermott's going to jump on the show, and hopefully the Ed Oliver news is not too bad. But seen in a walking boot yesterday, we're kind of waiting to see what goes on with him. That's it for us. Pregame, I'll be back Sunday morning for pregame of Bills-Jets. Keep it locked. It's continuing Football Friday here on WGR.
It's It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.